This is Educated and Empowered. Hello, guys. It's Tennille Jackson coming to you again, and today's topic is going to be who is in your corner. And so I want to really just talk about supporting, networking, all of those types of things. So really, we're talking today about who is in your corner. And so as you guys come on, you know, I always say, feel free to tag someone, feel free to give people the link or share this with someone. So that's what we're really going to be talking about today. So as you all are coming on, I'm just trying to get situated, but we're going to just go ahead and we are going to get started. So let's talk about it. We want to talk about who is in your corner. So today, I did a post. Many of you, if you have been following me, you know that I do this whole thing about attitude of gratitude, right? So about making sure that you're able, or that you conduct your life in a way where you always maintain a countenance of being grateful. And so today, what I said that I was grateful for, I said that I was grateful for my support system. And that really got me to thinking about who is in your corner, right? And so so for me, the way that I look at it is like this. I say there are three different ways where you look at your support system, right? So when we're talking about who's in your corner, today what we're talking about is your support system. We are talking about your support system. I don't care what industry you are in. I don't care, you know, what it is that you're doing. So whether you are a stay-at-home parent, whether you are, you know, an entrepreneur, whether you're a volunteer, whether you're a veteran, you're a retiree, you know, you are in corporate America, it really doesn't matter what it is that you do. The point is that you need a support system. It is so hard. This thing called life is so difficult to deal with. I don't care how strong you are or how strong you think you are. The fact of the matter is that you need somebody in order to make it through. Like, regardless of how strong you are, even the strongest people need strength, right? I always say every coach needs a coach. Every motivator needs a motivator, because the fact of the matter is that in this thing called life, you are going to meet your match. There's going to be that thing, I don't care how positive you are, there's going to be that thing that can just about take your joy, or at least make your smile fade, even if it's just for a quick moment. And you need to have somebody that is there to encourage you, right? And so I said, like, for me, I'm grateful, like, to have the support system. And what I mean, I say a good support system, it does twofold. A good support system keeps you in check, and they keep you encouraged, right? So in check and encouraged. Because do not mistake a support system for a yes team. You do not, if you are trying to grow in life, and again, I don't care if we're talking about personally, professionally, or spiritually, if you are trying to grow in life, You need people that's in your life that's going to keep it real with you. You need people in your life that's going to tell you when your ideas suck, just like you need people in your life that's going to tell you when the ideas are great, right? So you need to have people who are not jealous of you. They want to see you flourish, but at the same time, they're not intimidated by you, and they're not afraid to tell you when your idea is bad or when it can be improved upon, right? Because the worst thing that happens, and this happens many times, you have people, especially if it's people that are influential in whatever regard, they don't just have to be celebrities, but when you have people who are influential, then there are times when people are afraid or intimidated of that presence. And so they don't want to tell you, oh, that's not a good idea, or you could do it this way, or it might work better if you did it that way, or you may want to just hold off for this for a season. And so for the person, that's not helping you to grow, right? And then on the other hand, so when you have the yes team, they're just telling you yes, 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 yes. It can, that those yeses that are really like really bad yeses is just they're being said out of intimidation or inferiority type situation. Those yeses can really cost a person. It can cost them their time, can cost them money, it can cost them tears, because they're going off of what it is that they think is the right thing, because their support system isn't actually doing the job of a support system, right? So in either case, what I want to do is I want to touch on really quickly, I'm going to break down the three types of support systems that you can have, the three most prevalent types of support systems that you could have. Everybody may not have all three of these, or some of your people may serve. You might have one person that serves in three capacities, right? But you may say, hey, I got many more support systems than that, and that's fine. But for the purpose of this podcast, what I want to do is I want to talk about the three different support systems that most people are going to need in life. You're going to need a professional, a personal, and a spiritual support system. Okay, so if you all are just coming in, what we're talking about is who's in your corner. And so what we're going to be talking about are support systems. So personal, professional, spiritual. All right, so really quickly, let's touch on all of them. So first you have your personal support system. And again, these are not in any particular order. These are simply the support systems that most people need to have. So when we talk about a personal support system, these are typically going to be your friends. These are people that perhaps you grew up with, you went to school with. It might be, you know, even your family members, that cousin that you're really close to, your siblings that you're really close with, your parents if they're still alive. You want to have people who actually know who you are. Like, so especially as you begin to develop and you're climbing up a particular ladder, whether that means that you are getting more popular at your job, you're, you know, getting more raises, and so you're doing things in the professional realm, or you're gaining some type of status, whether that means on social media or regular media, so you're a perceived celebrity. Like, so before, in other words, before you quote unquote make it, the personal support system is typically people who knew you before everybody else started knowing you. People who knew your nickname growing up. People who knew, you know, your favorite colors, the things that you were afraid of. People who know you on that very personal level, who know who you are at your core. You definitively need that type of support system, right? Because these are the people who can keep you grounded. Now, granted, every support system should keep you grounded, but your personal support system can keep you grounded in a way, because they can kind of keep you humbled, because they know you. They knew you before you became this perceived person. Like, as an example, with Beyonce, there are a lot of fans that she may have, but before she became this huge mega star, you know, her mother, her sister, these were people who knew her before the world knew her. So these are people that she's probably going to whenever she's going through things, because they know, you know, the things that get her to tick. They can probably look at her face and her expression and things that people who don't know her wouldn't dare understand or imagine. The people who do know her definitely know, right? And so I simply used her as an example because mostly everyone knows who she is if you hear that name. But the point is, substitute yourself in her place. So most people need someone, you know, that they can go to, and you want to have people who are unbiased towards you. And in most cases, that friend, that family member, they're going to be unbiased, right? They're going to tell you just how it T.I. is. And so you want to have those people who, you know, are not afraid of you. They're not intimidated by you. They're going to tell you when you're messing up. They're going to tell you when you're doing what you should be doing versus what you're not supposed to be doing. They're going to keep you in your place, right? And so that's really what that personal support system, what they're going to do. They're going to keep you humble. They're going to keep it level with you. They're going to explain to you, this is, you know, and not even explain to you, but you'll be able to go and talk to them about what's going on in life. So like, let's say with this support system, this is typically, these are the people that you'll go to if you're having some issues in your relationship, right? So maybe you are having some problems in your marriage and you don't know which way to turn, but this isn't a issue that you want to take to social media. This isn't an issue that you want for the church folks to know about. This isn't something that you want everybody on your job to know about. And so that best friend, that close friend, that, you know, sibling, that person that you have an established trust with, you can talk to them about whatever is going on in your personal life. Maybe there are things that's going on with your children and that it may bring embarrassment to you to talk about it on a more public level. And so you need somebody, you need some ear that you can go to that you know is not going to be judging and making you feel worse than you already feel, right? So not sugarcoating things, not trying to make it, not taking off any accountability away from you, but this person or these people, this support system will be there and they'll be there to, you know, help you go through whatever the situation is. We've had times, you know, you might have a child that you raised right, but next thing you know, they're being arrested or they're getting bad grades at school or they're getting into trouble here and there. And, you know, you might have people that's looking to just talk about you. Yeah, I knew that they wasn't no good and they try to act like they this and that, but they kids are going through. Or even if it's not something to that extent, it could be that you just don't want to have everybody up in your business, but you're not strong enough to handle the situation on your own, right? So this is the personal support system, the people who that you can go to with personal matters in your life, and you know that they're going to give you the right types of advice, and or if nothing else, they will be that ear and that shoulder. So if you're just tuning in, today's topic, we're talking about who's in your corner. And we're talking about support systems. And so specifically, I'm going to go into three different types of support systems. We're going to talk about the personal, the professional, and the spiritual support system. So I've already spent the first piece of the show talking about the personal support system. Now, from a professional standpoint, professionally, you need someone. So this is for like, if you are, whether you're in corporate America or whether you are entrepreneur, you know, you're starting whatever the business is, you need people that you can go to talk about this. So whether you want to call it a mentor or whoever it may be, there needs to be someone in your personal life that you can confide in. So maybe you want to start a business, but the people that's in your personal life, maybe they don't get that, right? Because a lot of times when you try to climb and you try to grow and you're trying to do things outside of what people, quote unquote, say you should do or think you should do, you know, be it may get hard to confide in those people, right? And this is why I'm saying you need to have different types of support systems, because whereas your personal support system, you know, they are those who can understand what you're going through on that personal realm, sometimes it can be a little bit too much familiarity. And so, you know, when you're trying to grow, it's not, and I'm not saying this is true of every personal support system, but in many cases, the people who are close to you, they can't see you in a greater light. They can only see you as little, you know, this is little Joey, or this is John's little boy or little girl or little Susie. I remember you when, right? And so when you're trying to grow into that next level version of yourself, they really can't give you that type of advice because they can't see you that way. Whether they can't see you that way because they are so familiar with you, or they can't see you that way because they think that if you grow, then it makes them less than. So they have this imagined inferiority complex, or they're intimidated by who you become. Sometimes it's difficult to blur the personal support system with the professional support system, right? So that's why I say it is very important when you have a support system to know the capacity in which everybody should serve, because you may not have it where one person can be in each of the three realms for you, right? Like one person, the person who's your personal confidant or personal support system may not also be able to serve as the professional or the spiritual for the reasons that I just named. So don't, one of the mistakes that people make is they try to make it be, since you are who I'm comfortable with, you're my best friend, so I try to make it be, since you've known me since I was three, that means that you're also going to be able to understand what I'm going through in a professional realm. And that just is not the case. You have to be able to understand the capacity that people should serve in your life. You need to be able to see their strengths, what they're able to contribute, and then you apply it accordingly, right? Like, don't be mad if people don't have the capacity to be strong for you or knowledgeable for you or there for you, you know, all across the board. It's your mistake for thinking that, and that doesn't have to come with an attitude or a sarcasm, but you have to understand that people have limitations. And so just because you want for everybody to go with you everywhere you go, it doesn't mean, number one, that they were purposed to go. Number two, it doesn't mean that they want to go. And number three, it doesn't mean that they will be able to go. And so you have to understand who should be where in your life, right? And so again, from a professional standpoint, you want to understand that the professional support system should be people who really want to see the best for you. These should be people who have experience that they can pour into you. And so if you're just starting out in a position, whether it's in corporate America or elsewhere, if you're just starting your business, or you just started an organization, a nonprofit, or you started volunteer work, or whatever, you want to have people who have been in that place. So people who understand what it is that you are going through, so that when you have hard times, when you meet obstacles, they can identify with you, number one, so they can be sympathetic as well as empathetic. So it's like, even if you might have someone, so say you're starting a trucking business, right? So maybe the person isn't starting a trucking business, but they had a flower business. And so even though they may not understand the exact woes that you're experiencing as a truck owner, a truck driving company owner, but they do understand at the basis what it's like to start your own business, right? And so there are some things that they'll be able to share with you, because again, when you are a business owner, there are just some commonalities that you have just by being in business. So they'll be able to be empathetic. But then you may have somebody else who also started a truck company, and they know exactly what you're going through because they did that exact thing. So they can be able to give you even more insight of what to do and how to overcome those things, right? So that when you are going through the issues and the problems and the hardships, they can be able to help you. People that's your personal support system, they may feel for you, right? So like, even if they are not intimidated, they're not jealous or whatever, but if they are not in that capacity, then they may not have the ability to pour into you. They may not be able to give you ideas that you can use, because it's outside of the scope of what they do. It's beyond their capacity, right? So if you come home and you're sad, or you're overwhelmed, or you're frustrated, because they care about you, those in your personal support system, because they care about you, then they're going to want to be there for you. They're not going to want to see you hurt. They're going to want to try to help in whatever capacity they can. But the issue is that you may feel a void trying to get someone in your personal capacity to help you professionally, if that's not what they're able to do. Now, that's why a lot of times you have couples that try to go in business together, because then that way they don't have to worry about somebody else coming in there and being able to talk to their significant other and connect with their significant other on a level that they cannot, right? But the point just is that understand that when you go into business, so again, whether you're starting your own business, whether you're starting a new job at a company, a regular company, I don't care if it's minimum wage or the CEO, when you are going into business, you want to be able, from a professional standpoint, you want to be able to have people that understand what it is that you're going through. People who can listen, not just listen to you cry or be frustrated or let you vent, because sometimes you may need that too. But a lot of times when you get done venting, you're not venting just for the sake of. Most of the time when we're venting, it's because we're seeking a solution. And so that's the reason why, from a professional standpoint, you want to be able to have people who have the knowledge, who have the insight, who have the wisdom, the experience, who have been there, and they're able to pour into you. They're able to say, hey, I remember when that was me. I remember starting out doing this, or you know what, this is what I did, or see if you can reach out to this person, or I used to connect with that person, see if this person is still available. That helps you to be able to go to the next level. That keeps you encouraged enough to want to try it again and go to that next level. Enjoying my Educated and Empowered podcast? Then subscribe and show your support. For only $3.99 a month, you'll gain exclusive access to special episodes that I make just for my subscribers. So in addition to the regular content, you'll gain access to extra episodes about writing and relationships, spiritual matters, current events, life coaching tips and techniques. All you have to do is go ahead and subscribe today. $3.99 a month, and you'll have exclusive access. If you all are just now tuning in, again, this is going to be, I'm going through really quickly. We're just talking about a support system. We're talking about, the topic is, who's in your corner? And we're talking about the need for a support system. And so I'm breaking it down into a personal, a professional, and a spiritual support system. And so we're already 2/3 of the way through. I started the show talking about the personal support system and how that's typically going to be comprised of people that is in your, you know, so either your close friends that you grew up with, or your family members, and to an extent, even your spouse, right? Depending on how old you are and how long you've been married or whatever, then that could be your significant other. Some people's cases may be your children. But the point is, your personal support system is typically comprised of people who have known you ever since, right? People who have known who you are, they know you to the core of you. So they know about you from a personal standpoint. Then professionally, you want to have a support system that's comprised of people that's in your industry, and not necessarily just from your specific job. In your industry could mean if you are an entrepreneur, it doesn't have to be somebody that is in that same field. Like in my previous example, just because you're starting a trucking company, it doesn't mean that you have to just only connect with other truckers, right? Having somebody that's a professional support system could be other you know, people that's in business, period, other entrepreneurs, people that tie into what it is that you're doing, that can understand what it is you're trying to accomplish. So again, doesn't matter if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a minimum wage worker, a C-suite worker, everybody, you need somebody to be able to connect with, that's able to be there for you, to pour into you, to encourage you, and to help keep you on track, right? So the last thing that I want to talk about is the spiritual support system. Now, again, this is really going to be more so for my believers. If you are an atheist, then this may not hit you. If you are not, if you're not a Christian specifically, so it's not against any other religions, but because I am a believer in Christ, then that is the way in which I live my life. And that is the advice from the perspective from the advice that I give. So it's not to talk down or negatively against any of the other religions or belief systems, but it is to say that when I'm giving you advice on spiritual matters, that is the perspective from which I am hitting it. So spiritually, the reason why you need a support system, you know, we believe that like everything we do in life is faith based, right? And so one of the scriptures that I kind of live my life by is Romans 8:28. And it says, we know that all things work together for good to them who love God and who are called according to his purpose. And so that point being that when we're talking about having a spiritual support system, there are going to be things that happen to you in life that if you are a believer, only your faith is really going to be able to get you through, right? Like there are going to be times where your faith may be shaken. You might go through some things that you just don't understand, because if you're quote unquote living a righteous life, you know, meaning that you are living in a way that is in accordance to the Bible, you're keeping God's commandments, you know that you're doing things right and you're living the right way, yet things keep happening to you, then sometimes it may get you to a point where you may question your faith, right? You may question, why is God doing this? Why is God allowing this or that to happen? Such is whenever someone that we love happens to die, right? As humans, we do not understand death. We don't like death, and especially if it's someone that's close to us, it can really make us feel betrayed by God. We feel like that God have left us, that he's, you know, for forsaken us, and so we get in our feelings, okay, if I can just use that cliche, we get in our feelings whenever it comes to things we don't understand. And so you need that spiritual support, because they serve as a reminder that we are not God, right? And it says in the Bible that God's ways are not our ways, neither are his thoughts our thoughts, which means that the way that we would attempt to solve a problem is not the way that God would attempt to solve a problem. So just because the problem didn't get solved the way that we would have solved it, it doesn't make God wrong for solving it the way that he chose to solve the problem, right? And everything in life is a problem solution situation. We as humans, we would never think of being fired from our job as being a solution to a problem. But again, that's the reason why we are not God, because God will. There's so many testimonies. Like if you are one that watch documentaries, it is so many documentaries, so many celebrities who before they were celebrities, their story was, I only had $6 left in my bank account, or I didn't have anything left, so I was just taking this leap of faith, or, you know, and so it took them being laid off from their job. It took them getting fired. It took them being evicted. It took something that they would never pray for. It took something that they would never ask for, because again, we never, as humans, we would never want to see ourselves in a bad predicament. We would never pray for something bad to happen to us. We would never pray for our lights to be shut off, our gas to be shut off. We wouldn't pray to be evicted. We wouldn't pray, in other words, to be uncomfortable. We want for everything to go right all the time. So we would never pray for something bad to happen. Yet the irony is that the growth of us, our characters, are developed most when bad things happen, because that's really what shows what you're made of. And so many people who we know now of as being celebrities, if they would not have hit that hard time, they would not be where they are right now. It was that thing that challenged them, that made them go ahead and take a leap of faith, because they're like, you know what? What else do I have to lose? And so many of us, we have to get to that place of, what else do I have to lose? So in other words, that means you have to lose it all to get to a place of, what else do I have to lose, to then make you want to take a chance on yourself, to try doing this, or I'm going to go ahead and do that because I don't have anything. And then that's the place where you should have been. But when you were in, when everything was going well, you didn't just go ahead and want to do that because everything was going well. So again, this is when I say that from a spiritual standpoint, when bad things happen, because think about it, most people are not looking for support. They're not looking for encouragement when good things are happening. It's really when those storms start hitting, when the bad things start hitting, when those obstacles start hitting, that's when you're looking for encouragement. That's when you're wanting to understand why, what's the meaning of life? What's my purpose? I don't understand why I'm here. Why do this stuff keep on happening to me? You know, that's most of the time when those things happen. And so spiritual support is important, because if you don't have someone who is there to be able to kind of help you keep your faith in place, right? Like, okay, I know you believe in God, but you can't just believe as long as nothing bad is coming your way, because the Bible even speaks of that. Like, you don't have to have faith when you see and you know everything. Like, you don't have to hope for something that's already proven. And so the point of faith is to fight things that you cannot see, right? And so when things start happening in your life, it's so easy to want to give up. It's so easy to want to start becoming depressed, you know, and not that you want to become depressed, but when you don't have something to situate your faith on or your faith in, when you stop focusing on God or focusing on Jesus, when you stop focusing on what your purpose is, and you allow the overwhelmingness that can sometimes be life to take over your spirit, then before you know it, now you may be in a depression. Now you may find it hard to get up. Now you may find yourself, you know, leaning towards some type of substance or something that you end up being addicted to, because you're just trying to find a way to cope with this pain. You know, now you find yourself in, whether it's, you know, you're gambling or you're overeating, or you become, you know, wrapped up in pornography, or you know, sexual addictions are getting out the way, drinking, smoking, all these various addictions that people use to try to cope with pressure, to try to handle pain. These are the things that we lean to of our flesh. So that's the reason why a spiritual support system is so important. Again, I'm saying this is for my believers. If you all are not believers, then obviously this does not apply to you. But for believers, this is why it helps us, because then we don't have to lean to our own understanding. Because for believers, we understand and we believe that there is a reason why all things are happening. Whether we understand it or not, we know that God has it under control. But what happens is that sometimes life can become so overwhelming that when you look up, you know, it just seems like it's always something something happening. And so even believers can get discouraged. And so you need to have other believers that's in your corner who are able to encourage you. Because even if you got a great friend from work, if that friend don't believe the way that you believe, then they're going to be trying to tell you to handle a situation in a way that is not the way believers would. A non-believer will tell you, yeah, let's go ahead, let's go get drunk, let's get high, let's, you know, go sleep with all these men or these women, or let's go do some of these things, because that's what non-believers do. They handle things in their own, you know, in their of their own strength. So you need a spiritual support system so that way you can stay focused and carry out or handle whatever that situation is with your godly principles intact. And so in either case, guys, that's really all I wanted to bring to you today. I probably could unpack it a little bit more, but I think that you get the gist of it. And so again, today we were talking about the importance of a support system. I kind of broke down personal, professional, and spiritual support systems. And again, you may be the type of person who can have one person to serve in all three capacities, but many people can't. Many people have to have, you know, my family can help me when I'm down with this. My friends or, you know, whatever help me over here. My pastor or, you know, people from my church helps me in this capacity. And then the people at my job help me here. So the main point is understand that everybody needs somebody. Like, don't think that you're weak just because you may need somebody to talk to. Because we all need somebody to talk to. We all are going to have days that are trying for us. We're all going to have times where it's something that happens that knocks the wind out of us, so to speak. Things that we don't understand why this happened, why that happened. And that is okay. You just want to basically be able to have a support system in place. So that way when you are, first of all, if you have a good support system in place, then you won't get to your lowest low. Like, they're going to notice that something is going on with you before that time happens, or you're going to be actively talking with them before you get to your lowest low. But even if you were not, then the idea is that when you get to that place that you're at your low point, that you will have somebody that you can talk to. And so that's the reason why it's necessary, because a good support system can keep you going. But that's it for today, guys. I hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. And if you are not already following me on Wisdom, please do so. Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, Twitter, even YouTube. You can find me at, my name is Tenille. And if you would like to connect with me, you want for me to coach you personally, or you would like a consultation, feel free to go to my website, which is mynameistenille.com. That's my name is TONEAL.com. And don't forget, I have created my own coaching community on Facebook that's called Educated and Empowered. And so if you want to be part of that coaching community, then all you have to do is go to Facebook, and then you can keyword search Educated and Empowered to join. It is a you can keyword search it, and it should pop up, Educated and Empowered to join that coaching community. And if you want more content like this, then feel free to subscribe to my Educated and Empowered podcast, which you can find on Anchor, iHeart, as well as Spotify and all of the other major streaming platforms. It is only $3.99 a month, because you're not just getting this content, but you're also getting exclusive content that I make just for my subscribers. So if you like what you hear here, then know that over on Spotify or Anchor or wherever, under my Educated and Empowered podcast, you're going to get this plus bonus content just for you. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. And until next time, you all stay inspired.